Say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's
getting late.
It's
getting too late.
It's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
It's morning about it.
Uh-huh. And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks you if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in...
In a minute.
And you say, say if I had a question, I might say, well, you might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go.
You better go head on.
Or go what, somebody else?
Go to somebody else and see somebody else.
Uh-huh. So you'd say, so I went to them and I, what, them my question.
I told them out. Told them words or something like that.
Or talking about asking a question. You'd say, I went to them and I...
I asked them a question.
Okay. And they'd say...
They didn't say they couldn't tell me nothing.
Uh-huh. Mm. Or they might say, you're the second person who's...
Who's been here to see me.
Uh-huh. Who's done what me that question.
Like, asked me that question.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
The fight.
And he what he was going to hit him. He...
Huh?
He doubled up his fist and he...
He hit me?
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever say he acted as if he was going to hit him or made out like?
Knocked him out.
Uh-huh. Well, if he just pretended to hit him, you'd say he wasn't really going to hit him, but he doubled up his fist
and knocked him out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Birmingham? You might say, well, right now we're...
Right now, either tomorrow.
We're what to go next week? We'll
go next week, but we try to make it next week.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say we're fixing to go or we're aiming?
Well, we say we're fixing to go the day.
Uh-huh. Does fixing mean right?
Fixing.
Right.
Are we going the day?
Uh-huh. And you'd say this part of my head is called my...
Head height.
But this part here.
My forehead.
And this is my...
My hair.
And on a man.
My cheeks.
Or hair here would be a...
Oh, beard.
And...
Somebody said... Excuse me. I'll get that. Now they're doing it. Christmas time to come and see me.
Do they all live around here?
Well, he lives somewhere way out. I never have seen where he lives. But my daughter lives on Street.
Uh-huh.
She worked in that store there on Government Street. But now they go close it up now and then. They ain't making nothing like no more. Everything done gone up high. So nobody ain't buying nothing. So they just gone out of business.
Mm.
And so now she got gone back home now.
She looking for a job now?
She wants a job. I said, they're going to open that bar there on Government Street. They closed down. They're going to, the one she was waiting for is going to open that up and see if she's going to get a job there anyway. She said, but you got to wait late at night, though.
Mm.
That's bad, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
She had to do work on the kind of her nerves, you know. Like the doctor told her to get out, like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why she gets away from home, because the children, she got two good older girls. Here's a picture here, I'm sure one of them. You might know, I've never seen them. This is his sister. That's his sister.
Oh,
that's his sister named Punny Dead and married little.
Mm-hmm. How many children does your daughter
have? She got five altogether. Mm-hmm. Three girls and one boy.